Bertha is here. The world's largest tunnel boring machine arrived in Seattle Tuesday. It'll drill the new tunnel that'll replace the Alaskan Way Viaduct. The Washington State Department of Transportation has named the machine Bertha. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The tradition of naming tunneling machines dates back to an even earlier mining tradition when each mine had a patron saint. That's according to Linnea Laird, the program manager for the tunnel project.
Originally, it was part of the patron saints and protection of underground workers. There would be even a little shrine that would be established and there for the workers.
Laird says the name of the saint gave the miners something personal they could relate to as they did their dangerous work. That, she says, evolved into naming tunneling machines. Bertha's name came from a contest. Two school kids suggested naming the machine after Seattle's first female mayor, Bertha Knight Landis. Naming is commonplace in the tunneling industry these days. Miami named its machine after Harriet Tubman, and Sound Transit named two machines Balto and Togo after two famous husky dogs that inspired the Iditarod. Chris Dixon is supervising the contractors who will be operating Bertha. He's also been in the tunneling business for decades.
There was two machines that drove tunnels on one contract on the Los Angeles Metro Red Line subway. They called them Thelma and Louise.
And Dixon says another machine used in Puerto Rico was named after the wife of a contracting executive. WashDOT boss Laird concedes that the name Bertha might not be the prettiest, but she says the name conjures up something that is big, solid, and has a down-home quality to it. Laird says that also seems like an appropriate description of Bertha's new home, Seattle. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.